This is Roro's Rantings with Israel activist and advocate Rolene Marks.
Hello, Rolene. Are you good?
Simon, I'm good, and you? I tell you, I'm watching the cabinet shuffle or musical cabinet posts with great interest here in Israel. How are you?
No, we're very well, but that's exactly what we want to know from you. Mr. Lieberman and his resignation, where has that left Israeli politics?
Well, Lieberman has now officially handed in his letter of resignation, and he called yesterday for early elections. Now, if you look at this purely from a political perspective, this is a master strategic strike by the now former defense minister. He knows that the approval rating with Bibi right now is not good because many Israelis feel that he capitulated or agreed to a ceasefire earlier than expected. They wanted him to. They wanted more definitive results because of the rockets. Also, we have the legal issues surrounding Benjamin Netanyahu, and also issues within the Likud faction. There are issues between various Likud members. A couple of weeks ago, Bibi even accusing former Education Minister Gideon Sa'ar of a putsch, which, as you and I discussed, is not a word we like to hear our Israeli leaders using. But now everybody is jostling. Naftali Bennett, who is our Education Minister, has said that he would like the portfolio of Defense Minister. In his words, and you know, he's never one to mince words, he says he would like Israel to go back to winning. And our Minister of the Interior, Ari Adiri, as well as our Finance Minister, Moshe Kahlon, also calling for early elections. Bibi today cancelling his upcoming trip to Austria because of coalition crises. And Likud next yesterday on the phones urgently to various other factions, including the Haredi factions, to try and keep this coalition together. But if I was a betting person, and I'm not, but let's just say I was, Simon, let's say that I was, I would say we are going to be heading to elections very, very soon.
Yeah, I must say I concur with you. I just wonder if Mr. Lieberman hasn't overplayed his hand, that the little bit of reading I've done indicates that his party barely crossed the threshold required for a seat.
Well, this is it. I think this is why he's taking advantage of a perceived weakness with Netanyahu and his leadership at the moment. Ah. And he will want to gain more ground for his party, Yisrael Biteinu. It's going to certainly, for one thing, be an interesting race. The concern for many is that we have three factions, Yisrael Biteinu, Habayit HaYehudi, headed by Naftali Bennett, who now wants the defense ministry portfolio, and Likud, all three very, very firmly in the right wing camp. And a lot of Israelis concerned. Also, at the moment, a lot of Israelis, including myself, we're concerned that Prime Minister Netanyahu currently has the portfolio of defense minister until we have a new defense minister. And the issue for many of us is it cannot be that our prime minister holds several portfolios. You know, we cannot become Bibistan. He cannot hold the portfolios, three very, very key portfolios of not just a prime minister, but also foreign minister and defense minister. I think it's going to be a popular move for the government to move to elections.
Rolina, I know I'm supposed to talk about anti-Semitic hate crimes up in the US by 37%, but before I do so, Tzachi Hanegbi seems to have raised the ire of a number of our listeners, some of which have even said they're going to have a whiskey due to comments that he made. Your take on...
Well, first of all, you can always talk to me about anything. It's really, you know, this is family radio. I'm here to talk to you.
Okay, good to know.
But we can suspend the talk of rising anti-Semitism. And let's do discuss Tzachi Hanegbi, who really, he didn't raise just the ire of our listeners. He raised my ire and many of us here in Israel as well. And, you know, he hastily backtracked and said, no. His comments were maybe taken out out of context. What he actually meant was that, you know, it could have been a lot worse a situation if the rocket had hit as far as Tel Aviv. And this is profoundly offensive to our citizens of the South, who faced a pounding of 500 rockets in a 24-hour period, literally the heaviest firing that we've ever seen. And comments especially from a high-ranking minister, he's our regional cooperation minister, calling this minor. This was in his words. He says, you know, he says Hamas's response was minor. He says there's a difference between Tel Aviv and other communities. Well, the people of Israel don't see that. The people of Israel see us all as equal, and we were equally offended. If you, whether or not you strike Metula or you strike Sderot, you know, our hearts are standing with our southern citizens. And this comment is absolutely unacceptable. But him backtracking, saying no, he was taken out of context. And you know, for your listeners who are who feel that they need to have a whiskey, I might actually
join you. You can understand why. And tell me something else. If you were to put your finger on the pulse of Israel today, I mean, we've went through one hell of a couple of days. Just give us a sense, being so far away. Angry, not angry, relieved. Where are we on the spectrum today?
Excellent question. Complicated. We want to deal Hamas a death blow, but yeah. The reality is none of us can offer you a situation. I mean, a solution to this, which is why we keep running around in circles. What we do know, and this is what we've discussed at length, and what Israelis feel is we don't want to go to war, because war means that both Israelis and Gazans lose their lives.
Sure.
And I'm still getting messages from people saying yes, but flatten level,
yeah.
Which I find horrifically offensive, as do most Israeli citizens. We find it very, very hurtful to us as a nation when people call for the destruction of our neighbors, because we think of them as civilians, women, children, the disabled. However, we do want to see a final knockout blow given to Hamas, but it's, you know, it starts further back than that, and you know, we have to. The issue comes from Iran. Iran are sponsoring Hamas. Iran are sponsoring Hezbollah, and until we can cut off the head of the snake, we are going to have this, and nobody has the best solution. This is the big irony. Is you know, if there was an easy solution, we all believe it would have been reached by now, but it is a very, very difficult cycle of violence and cycle that really, really could be avoided.
Raleen, thank you so much for allowing me to ask all those other questions. I really appreciate it, and I love the fact you're ready for them. Thank you so much. But that's where we're going to leave it today.
It is my absolute pleasure.
And, Shabbat shalom to you.
Kath, you there? Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom. Good one.
And a peaceful weekend.
A peaceful weekend, please God, for all of us.
Thanks, Raleen.